time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Black, black, black coffee in bed. The stain on my nose. Coffee in bed.
Welcome back to the Upswing. Monday, indeed. So you got to have a cup of coffee, or maybe two. It is the day after National Coffee Day, so we are celebrating appropriately. I had to stop at the CVS on Downer this morning, so I did my regular walk-up window at the Stone Creek. A great experience on a fall day. 12-ounce coffee, $2.75. I added the 8.4% tax, of course. So it took me to $2.98. Earned a couple loyalty points, so I'm gonna look to get a free one down the road. Jaslyn, where'd you stop this morning? You had another great spot.
Well, let me tell you, the Third Ward is full of great spots. I couldn't even remember what I was looking for. I was likewise, and I went right by, and like, oh, that's a coffee shop. Oh, that was the one I was going for. But I spent about $4.07.
Okay.
And then a dollar tip as I try to do. So it was really very rich, and I spilled a little bit on me. That's what I get for trying to drink coffee while on my longboard.
All right. Hey, that's a little case of the Mondays. That's all right. Likewise, it's a great stop. Like I said, yesterday was National Coffee Day, so we're celebrating today, and that's what our coffee index is all about, celebration. And two people that know coffee and bakery and restaurants in Milwaukee really, really well are joining us this morning. George and Karen Herrera are the owners of Sugar and Flour Bakery and Cafe, which they started online in 2009 and then opened up the storefront in 2021 on Broad Street in Greendale, Wisconsin. And now they're entering a new emerging neighborhood and market with this truly beautiful new concept, Casera Cafe on 1st and Beecher Street in Milwaukee's Harbor District. It's absolutely stunning. I was there on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But George, Karen, thanks for taking time and joining us this morning.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Where'd you have your morning coffee? I'm guessing you brew it at home or you were at the restaurant?
I was at Sugar and Flour, so I had a cup of tea when I got in.
All right. Very good. So how long have you been working on this new space? And having one location and kind of going through the planning, you know, the financial choices, the considerations, a new city. Like, what is that risk assessment as you look at, wow, I want to open up a second location?
We actually started thinking about it right after we renovated Sugar and Flour. So this has been a project several years in the making. We're talking about it during COVID, actually. Yeah. So it's been a number of years. But finally, our kids are at the age that we don't really need to be home anymore. We have college students.
Okay.
So we thought, okay, we have all this extra time.
Yeah.
Let's just do it now.
Oftentimes, that's the case with entrepreneurship, for sure. You know, you got a little bit more time on your hands. You're like, hey, we got to start something new. We got to build. So early returns of Casera, which, again, is on 1st and Beecher Street in the Harbor District,
correct,
in that River One development, kind of this beautiful, bright, airy spot. The early returns seem really good. I was there on Saturday. It was buzzing. Everything's homemade. The service was really front and forward and fast.
Thank you.
How's the opening experience been? It's only been a couple weeks.
It's been fun. It's all give and take. We're all learning one another. The managers are all new, so we're learning each other.
Yeah.
But the guest experience has been well.
Yeah.
And we're all enjoying it, the ups.
Uh-huh.
And some of the downs.
Yeah.
But more ups than downs.
That's good. That's good. So the River One campus, it's, again, located on the northwest corner of 1st and Beecher Streets. And what was the vision for this second location? You kind of started in bakery and home goods and making things from scratch, and that was your passion. To go kind of bigger and bolder and a little bit more of a emerging area, what's the vision of Casera?
We thought we were just ready for something bigger than what we have in Greendale. We wanted something that had kind of a different vibe, something more modern, and would attract a different different crowd of people.
Yeah. And working with, how did you start the process? You work with Rinka Architects, and Rinka has done, Rinka worked on the Deer District. They've worked on Couture Project. They've worked on some really huge projects in the area. And now you're working with some of the best designers in, in the world on a cafe project. That had to feel really good.
They were amazing.
They were. They ran with our vision.
Yeah.
Our visions.
Yeah. They came to us and were like, hey, what's... Like, they came to Sugar and Flour and said, what is working and what is not working in this space?
Mm-hmm.
Which I really appreciated. And they asked us for places that we like to go to. Hmm. Like, we picked some places in Chicago, that sort of thing. And from all those things that we told them, they came up with, like, the beginnings of Casera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George and Karen.
Yes.
I appreciate you taking the time. When we come back, I want to talk, George, a little bit about your background, kind of coming up through the restaurant world. And Karen, how you started the concept and found the passion and decided, all right, it's time to create our own vision. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. It's the day after National Coffee Day, so we're celebrating on The Upswing. The Herreras are the owners of Sugar and Flour Bakery and Cafe, which is in Greendale, and they have a brand new spot, Casera Cafe, in Milwaukee's Harbor District. George worked his way through the ranks and spent years as executive chef in Hyatt Hotels, right, in Minneapolis, in Minnesota?
Minneapolis, Buffalo, yeah. New York,
okay.
And here, Milwaukee.
All right. And meanwhile, Karen, self-taught baker, and you kind of parlayed those talents into Sugar and Flour. So there's some good compliments there in the family business. Yeah. What? How do you see Casera fitting into the neighborhood and really complementing all the neighboring businesses in the Harbor District, like the Bridgewater Modern Grill? I mean, which is amazing. Marcus family right there on the river. Like, it seems like it's a perfect complement for what's happening in that area.
Everything we've tried to do is grow with the community, and we feel Casera will fit with the vibe, mm-hmm. of all the of everything that's going on the campus and in the Harbor District, and everyone is always looking for something fresh and homemade.
Yeah,
and we created Sugar and Flour and Casera for somewhere we would want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, having that fresh, homemade, and then that layer on the experience of walking in. I mean, the big windows, the bright sunshine, the garage doors. How do those two marry? Like, that had to be a part of your vision for the space, too.
It came with the kitchen.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make it interesting. When you eat, you can actually eat and smell the bakeries when the doors are open, mm-hmm. and there's not bee season.
Yeah. Yeah. And you also walk in and you see the goods being made right behind the counter, and that creates an elevated experience for sure. And one that you don't typically see in a cafe.
Correct. That vision came from when I worked for Hyatt.
Okay.
The original Park Hyatt behind the water tower had something similar,
mm-hmm.
and so did the Hyatt downtown. The big property had a pastry chef behind. You could see everything they did. Mm-hmm. That was the vision going into Sugar and Flour, and we carried that over to Casera.
Yeah. So, Karen, what are some of your most popular menu items so far at both of the locations?
We have amazing croissants.
Hmm.
Our pastry chef at Casera, Kelsey Combs, she really excels at what's called laminated doughs. So croissants, chocolate croissants, almond croissants. She makes danishes out of those. They're all beautiful and expertly made. She makes amazing coffee cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then interesting things like those Mexican conchas. but with different flavors, like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop after the show for sure. So what's your advice for entrepreneurs who want to start their own restaurant? I mean, you're fresh into number two, but it was, you know, it's been many years to get to this point. So a lot of people with visions and dreams from a couple that has done it and done it well. What's your advice?
You know, we never thought we would have number two because after number one, you're like, this was so much work. But then you forget how hard it is and you start it up again and then you realize that, wow, this is a lot of work to do again.
Yeah.
Have more money than you think you need. expect things to go wrong. Expect to be flexible in the outcome. But also expect to meet great people along the way.
Yeah.
And for something amazing to be born out of the experience.
Yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking the risk to do another spot. It's truly beautiful. I think you're going to have huge success there. George and Karen Herrera from Casera Cafe, right on First and Beecher. All the best in the future, and we'll see you there soon because you got me hungry.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ.